Amen. Genesis, the 3rd chapter, the 14th verse. Amen. So thankful what God's doing in Brother Lance's life and his family. His miracles. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Sister Angela here. Okay. Glad she's here today. God's doing great things. Genesis 3 and 14. I'm not going to waste any time. I'm just going to plow quick today, if that's all right. I'm just going to put it in high gear and rev it up and just be done with it. Praise God. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. Everybody say, for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. And thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Amen. He said, I'm going to curse the ground. But then he said, it's going to be for thy sake. Amen. And that's what I want to preach about today. For thy sake. Amen. Set your Bibles down and lift your hands to the Lord together. Can you lift your voice? In the name of Jesus Christ, we need you to help us, God. We need your strength in this room one more time, God. I need you to help us. Can you join up with somebody next to you? Amen. I need some prayer warriors to help me pray. Come on, in the name of Jesus, God, open up our understanding today. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord, like never before. We need you to move upon us, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, in a way of worship, can you put your hands together for Jesus? Thank you, Lord. You've been good to us. Hallelujah. You blessed us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. I hope you can you're ready for a little bit of meat today. Amen. I hope that I don't have to bottle feed, amen, everyone forever, but I hope we're at a point, 11 years in this church, where we're ready for some strong meat of the Word of God. Amen. This is my belief, that if it upsets me, just let it upset me. I needed to be upset anyway. Amen. If the Word of God pricks my heart, well, just let it prick my heart, because it must have needed to anyway. Hallelujah. Well, that's all the preliminaries I got. I'm about to preach a little while. I want to preach for thy sake. Amen. Sake means the cause of, it means the reason of, it means on account of. Amen. And so, Adam, the ground is going to be cursed because of you, for your sake. Amen. But this word means more than just because. It also means to the benefit of. Everybody say, to the benefit of. So for the sake of means you're the reason of it, Adam. But it also means it's going to be good for you, Adam. Hallelujah. Amen. Here's an example. For Jill's sake, we did not serve meat today. Amen. What does that mean? Well, it's because Jill was here, we didn't serve meat, but it's also for her benefit. And that's what it means, for the sake of. Some synonyms of for your sake would include in someone's interest, or for someone's advantage, or for the benefit of them. And I want to preach about this story that everybody's heard from the time you were a little bitty child in Sunday school till right now. And if I can get you to grow a little bit and expand your thinking a little bit, amen, that we're not the cursed of God. God don't hate us. God's not against us. There's a lot of things he does in our life that is, come on, say it's for me. It's for my sake. Come on, clap your hand. We're going. Amen. So we all know this story, how it was a tragic moment of disobedience to God when Adam and Eve began to eat of the forbidden fruit. And then just like every man that's ever sinned, every woman that's ever sinned, they began to blame one another for the reason of why they did what they did. Amen. The woman said, the devil made me do it. And the man said, the woman made me do it. Amen. It's time we quit blaming everybody else for who we are and where we are and mistakes we made, and just own up and say, I'm the one, I'm the man. But from here on out, I'm going to do better. I'm going to be a different person. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. It's because of this disobedience. It's because of this event, amen, that happened in the garden that God decided, I'm about to make some changes. Praise God. I'm glad God still makes changes. Amen. I'm not saying I liked every change he's ever made, but I have looked back and seen that every change he made in my life was good for me. And I hope you're hungry for meat. Amen. I can honestly say everything that God did in my life, I may not have liked it at the moment. It may not have been very palatable. But when I look back over my life and I think things over, I can surely say he's been good to me. He's helped me. He's blessed me. He's carried me. Come on, let the honest people praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I want to study this little story for a little bit, if you got a few minutes. Amen. The serpent was cursed. There's no doubt about that. The Bible said, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle. And above every beast of the field, upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Amen. Most theologians believe that the serpent was an upright animal that could talk. He was like your favorite pet that lived in your house. But can you imagine your dog being able to talk to you? That'd be kind of strange. I've seen how much people love their pets. And amen, I'm not that guy, but I've seen a lot of people that are. And I thought, my Lord, if a pet could talk to some people, they would do whatever it said. Like that, he runs the house. Amen. Amen. So you can see what the enemy picked was something that was close to them and something that they loved and something that they trusted. Amen. But because of this, amen, he was cursed. Everybody say he was cursed. Matter of fact, he would go up on his belly from there on out. And it was furthermore declared that one of these days you're going to bruise the heel of the Messiah, but he's going to bruise your head. Amen. That's an old Oriental statement that means one of these days you're going to get your neck broke. Amen. By Jesus Christ is what it means. Amen. It was a curse. You're going under, Satan, and we're going over. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, when you read this book, you figure out we're not the losers. We're the winners. We're above and not beneath. Amen. So the serpent was cursed. But when you keep on reading, you see that the terminology of curse was not used upon the woman. Amen. He said unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception and sorrow. Thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Definitely made some changes, but he did not say, I curse you. But anytime God makes changes, it's good for you. And to the man, Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. He said, cursed is, everybody say, the ground. I'm going to curse the ground. But then he said, amen. I'm not just going through the motions. I'm not just making decisions for no reason. Adam, I've got a reason I'm going to do this. He said, in sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat. Everybody say, you're going to eat. You're going to eat of the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. In these scriptures, there were two things that were cursed. It was the serpent and the ground. Let me tell you what a curse means. It's to loathe something. It's to hate something. It's to be utterly disgusted of something. Amen. When this happened, God didn't look down at man and say, I hate you. He didn't look down at the woman and say, I loathe you. You disgust me. Amen. But he cursed the serpent and he cursed the ground. And he said, Adam, the reason I'm cursing the ground is it's going to be for you. Amen. I'm going to make you a better person. Amen. I'm doing this. Amen. Have you ever thought about the things that happened in your life that made your life a little harder? Maybe God was doing it for your... I didn't think anybody run the aisles, but amen, this is the word of God. He said it's going to be because of you. Adam, this is for your sake. The reason this is happening, Adam, is because it's something you done. You're the reason this is happening, but at the same time, it's going to benefit you when it's all said and done. I'm about to make a hard worker out of you. Let me tell you, hard work is not a curse. You need to change your theology if you think hard work is a curse. Hard work is the door that God established for you to be able to eat. Well, it may get real quiet for a little while. Amen. In a world that says, give me something for nothing, God said, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you a door. And it's called hard work. And when you walk through that door, that's how you're going to eat. That's how you're going to provide. One, two, three. Hallelujah. Come on. I've heard this all my life. Well, Adam and Eve were cursed. The ground was cursed. The serpent was cursed. No, that ain't what the Bible said. The Bible said the serpent was cursed. The ground was cursed. But God just changed a few things in man's life. Can I preach a little while? I hope y'all are going to help me, and I hope this is all right. Amen. God said, by the sweat of your face, you're going to eat bread. What he was saying is, this is how we're going to do it from here on out. Amen. Hallelujah. Adam inherited the garden. Praise God. Which means he didn't produce anything that was there. And he had one job. You're supposed to dress it and keep it. What are you saying, God? You're the manager. I did this. I produced it. I planted it. And I'm setting you here, and you're going to be the manager of what I produced. And so in the temptation of eating the forbidden fruit, it never dawned on Adam, the manager, that he could lose the garden because he never produced the garden. Well, I hope you're still hungry. Y'all said you were a while ago. See, when you're just a manager of what somebody else has produced, you don't understand that it could all be lost in a moment. And so you make decisions like a manager. And God said, you ain't going to be the manager anymore. We're going to shut down this garden. And we're going to open an olive garden. And this garden's going to be different from the one you came out of. This one's going to be one you're going to do something. I got a feeling if you're the one disking it up, if you're the one tilling the ground, if you're the one getting the thorns out of it, if you're the one, you're going to treat it a little different than you. I think everybody on this side loves this message. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. People who don't produce anything, they just inherit everything or it's given to them. They can't comprehend that they could lose everything. So they're the ones that make bad decisions. But when you learn what it takes to produce something, you know what it takes to keep something. Don't give me a check. Give me an opportunity, God. Don't give me a handout. Teach me how. Hallelujah. Amen. People that work for things understand you can lose things. And you lose things by doing just the opposite of what it took to get the thing. Praise God. Hard work will bless you, and laziness will rob you. I said hard work will bless you and laziness will rob you. Oh, I'm going to preach to the church. This is what Solomon said. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth. That's talking about a bandit. Praise God. I don't want poverty to come up on me. Boy, I hope this is all right. Amen. If it ain't, they'll come back and sing after a while. Hallelujah. So someone who works for something is going to be more careful about how they deal with it and how they handle things. Amen. I could just go on and on, but you look at everybody that wins the lottery. Amen. It ain't no time till they're broke again. Why are they broke? Because they didn't produce that. I said they didn't create that. Somebody gave them that. And when somebody gives you something and you ain't got a work ethic to go with it, it won't be very long till you're right back where you were. And God said, we're about to turn this around, Adam. And I'm going to do this for your sake. Hallelujah. I hope you're going to let me preach. God's been dealing with me and I can't get rid of this. Amen. God help me today. Amen. Hard work produces things. Amen. Hard work creates things. Amen. And when you, it changes. When you're by your own labor, when you do something and you achieve something, it does something. That's why you shouldn't give people everything. Amen. Little children, amen. Don't give them everything. Teach them how to work. Amen. This is what my mama said. She said, I'm going to buy you Sears and Roebuck pants. I don't even remember what they were called, like tough skins. My mama said, I'm going to buy you tough skins. Amen. They're $12. I said, Mama, I want Levi's. She said, they're $24. If you'll give 12, I'll give 12. So I got a lawnmower and I started pushing it. And I started making $5 at a time. What are you talking about? When you learn how to do something, you start taking care of something. You don't abuse things. When you got in. Come on, don't be in the category that wants something for nothing, because you're missing out on the most important part. Is the part that I'm the one that did this. I'm the one that worked. Well, hallelujah. Can I preach a little while? Amen. Success comes from hard work. Amen. Success is one of the greatest antidepressants I've ever seen. Let that sink in a while. Amen. I'm better than a doctor. I'm preaching something better than what they can give you. Well, I'm just feeling down. Well, why don't you succeed at something? Why don't you get up and fight? Why don't you get a prayer life? Some grit that says, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to push until this happens. I'm telling you, it's going to change you. If you ever learn how to... Man, but it only comes someone with a made-up mind, someone with a determination, fighting back the thorns and the thistles. And they're planting and they're watering and they're trying their best to preserve. Amen. Success comes from hard work. Harvest comes from hard work. Amen. But what it'll do is when it's your harvest, you're going to be careful with it. Thank you, Lord. God said, Adam, I'm going to do this. It's going to be for your sake. And so when the shock is finally over from being kicked out of the garden, hallelujah, praise God, that's a shock. Being kicked out of the garden, finally Adam realizes, you know what? I don't see any oranges on trees out here. I don't see any apple trees out here. Ain't no olive trees out here. Praise God. Yeah, maybe I need to slow down a little bit. Shock of his life when he realizes, if I'm going to eat, I'm going to have to do something. Same shock that little eaglet has when mama comes along and says, all right, that's enough. What are you doing, Mom? Let's teach you how to catch a fish. Why do I need to learn how to catch a fish? Because I ain't going to catch all your fish. Amen. So Adam, he has a shock of his life. And when the shock is over, he realizes, I can sit here and be depressed. Well, the reason I'm broke is I used to have a big house. Used to have a big garden. It had good soil. And an angel, well, it's my wife's fault. And then an angel showed up. And they ran me. It wasn't even my fault. I lost my house. Well, you can sit there and complain about where you're at. And I can just go ahead and tell you, people may listen to you, but they got their own problems. And so Adam has to make up his mind. You know what? There's an angel with a flaming sword back there at the garden. If me and honey are going to eat, I'm going to have to get to work. And since he lived, you know, if we'd have never heard from Adam again, then we could speculate. Maybe he never figured out how to work. But he lived. So we don't have to speculate that he got to work. And he got to tilling and plowing and working. And the Bible says he got to sweating. Oh, I'm too smart to sweat. No, ain't nobody too smart to sweat. Amen. Adam was the smartest man that ever lived. He named all the animals. He wrote the encyclopedia, you could say. And the Bible said, by the sweat of your face. We like to say by the sweat of your brow, but the King James said, by the sweat of your face, you're going to eat. This is the door that God opened up for you to eat. It's going to be through the sweat of your face. Hallelujah. Amen. He gets to work, I've never had to do this before. And he digs back the thorns and the thistles and clears some stuff out and plants some wheat. And maybe that wheat begins to grow. Ooh, that was a long day, honey. Feel sorry to rub my neck. I'm tired. What do you mean? I didn't know you had a neck. What do you mean? We've been living the good life all these years. What do you mean, chiropractor? They don't have them yet. Hang on. And he gets to work where he used to just, it was wherever he wanted it. Yeah, give me a barley loaf and two oranges and an avocado. Praise God. Now, if he wanted it, he was the one that had to go do it. But obviously, if he lived, it began to grow. Amen. And then it was a harvest time. And he begins to take what's harvesting. Amen. Never done this before. And he's harvesting things and making things. Gets his wheat and grinds it up. And they start a fire. They don't put it in the oven. There's not ovens yet. Not even a Dutch oven. Amen. Put it over fire and they're baking bread. And I got a feeling when they sit down and eat that first loaf of bread that you're the one that did the work. I don't remember it tasting this good in the garden. There's something about the fruit of your own labor. See, in the garden, you could take an orange and eat one slice and throw the rest of it away. But when you've worked for something, you begin to handle it a little bit different. Hey, honey, you got a Ziploc bag? I don't want all this right now. I know they didn't have Ziploc bags. Y'all just help me. Amen. It changes the way you deal with life when you're the one that worked. Boy, I feel Jesus backing me up right now. Hallelujah. And he's working and he's working. He begins to get the harvest. And, amen. And it tastes so good. Praise God. Maybe I'm preaching to the choir. Maybe I'm preaching to somebody on the internet. Hallelujah. But we have to get rid of the attitude, amen, that we're better than work. I never worked so hard in my life. Amen. He said all y'all do is work 3 hours a week. 1 hour Sunday morning, 1 hour Sunday night, 1 hour Wednesday night, and then you golf. My Lord, I ain't golfed in 11 years. What is that? That's for people that's got free time. Amen. Can I preach a little while? God said, Adam, I'm about to make you a better person. Now what? Sure is quiet in this house. Now, what's a better person? Somebody just laying around managing what somebody else done. Taking what they want, wasting what. Let me tell you what managing will do and not producing. It'll give you too much time on your hands. Well, you start looking at things you shouldn't be looking at. Hey, amen. People that are workers, they work. Can I say it? They work day and night. If they at work, they're working. If they're at home, they're working. If they're in the yard, they're working. They just, when it's in you, you just work. When you want stuff to get better, you just work. If it's the yard too tall, you start, well, I've already worked my 8 hours. No, there ain't such a thing as 8 hours when you're a worker. Praise God. I don't know if I got the right message. Brother Bass, don't leave. Okay. It'll get better maybe in just a second. I'm almost to the good part. Amen. You know why you need to produce something? You know why you need to learn how to work through trouble? You know why you need to learn how to persevere in life? You know why? Because when you decide you're going to live for God, if you think you're going to be living in the garden and everything's going to be easy, you didn't read the same Bible I read. The God I'm serving, I've read this from the front to the back, back to the front, and the God that I'm serving said, he that endureth till the end shall be saved. What are you talking about? You better learn. We better teach our young people how to work. We better teach them how to persevere. Because if you're going to make it to heaven, you will have worked at it, my friend. The man with the keys to the kingdom, he said, repent. Oh, Lord. We're about to break the Protestant back in this city, I hope. Amen. I pray, I wish I could preach to every church. Somebody said, hey, would it be all right if this Baptist church has asked me to come preach? Would it be all right to come preach? I said, well, if you don't want to, I'll do it for you. Don't go tell them the right. Preach the gospel. Amen. If you preach the gospel, you'll change people's lives. Amen. Amen. If you want the Holy Ghost, you got to repent of your sins. And for the Protestants to say there's no works of salvation, you ought to try what I tried. You ought to do what I did. Amen. To repent of your sins, honey, is work. To turn from everything you've ever known is going to be work. It ain't going to be a walk in the park. Let me tell you something. If God said, Adam, I'm going to do something for your sake. I'm about to kick you out of your easy life. For your own sake. For your sake. Do you think the God of heaven would let you win the salvation lottery and you ain't got to change nothing, do nothing, get rid of nothing, delete nothing? Do you think that same? No, it's going to be hard, but it's going to be worth it. He's doing it for your sake. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. This is why your walk with God is so connected to your walk on earth. If you're a quitter on this life, in this life, you'll be a quitter in this life. If everything somebody says to you knocks you down in this world, it'll really knock you down in this world. Come on, I'm preaching to you. Come on, you got to learn how to trust God that he knows what's best for you. Amen. If it gets harder, if my life gets turned upside down, I didn't think anybody run. Amen. But the people that are honest will say, amen, it's been good for me.
If Jesus Christ said, I learned obedience through the things I suffered, amen. If you think you're going to have a walk in the park, help me, amen, amen. When you learn how to work in this world, you'll learn how to work in the kingdom. Boy. Let me tell you who God uses. He uses busy people. Why would he use busy people? They ain't got time for nothing. I ain't got nothing to do. Exactly. And that ain't what God's looking for. Hell, it's getting quiet in here. Hey, you know why people backslide? Because they never figured out this is work. Amen. When you come in and you had to work to repent. I ain't talking about the ones that come cry alligator tears in 30 seconds. They're speaking in tongues and you never see them again. They're managers. They're not producers. But when it costs you something. When they preach something to you and it went against everything you'd ever heard. Honey, that's work. When you gotta shake yourself. When it hurts. When your whole world gets turned upside down. It's work. It's hard. But it's for your... Come on. Don't let that spirit get on you. Hey, I'm looking for an easy walk with God. Hey, it's what I'm looking for. Heaven's what I'm looking for. And whatever I gotta do to get there, I'm willing to do it. I'm not a manager. Well, I sure wish I could pray like that one. Well, let me tell you how that one started praying. They didn't know what to say. They didn't know what it was even looking for, but they just decided, I'm going to pray too. I'm going to touch God. And they, well, I wish I had their anointing. You better be careful what you wish for. Let me tell you how they got that anointing. It was through what they suffered. It was God taking away some low-hanging fruit away from them. Amen. It was some hard times. It was some desperate moments. It was some trials that they didn't know why. What is this happening? Why am I going through this? Let me tell you why you're going through it. It's for your own sake. When you read this Bible, you look at what's going to happen. At the end of the age, there won't be any snowflake Christians make it. They're going to melt with all the other stuff. Amen, you can debate what you want. Amen, pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. I don't preach any of them as a doctrine. I'll tell you what I believe. I believe pre. The reason I believe it is because we have not been appointed under wrath. That's the way I interpret in Paul and his thinking and his biblical writings. He said, we that are alive and remain shall be caught up. The Apostle Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament, believed there was nothing else that had to happen before he was going on. That's just, if we got to go through it, I'm preparing you right now. I'm trying to get the baby out of people. Amen. And put some biceps on your walk with God. Amen. If you'll get some biceps. Amen. You. Come on. Why is this important? Because nobody is an island to themselves. Amen. When one goes down, they usually take another. And another, and usually another. Amen. Why does it matter that I... Because you learn how. You'll teach others. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. There's people that tried to get the Holy Ghost and couldn't. Listen to me. If you tried to get the Holy Ghost and you ain't been able to speak in tongues, don't quit. Listen to me for 5 seconds. When you get it, you're not going to let anybody take it away from you. I would say the longer it takes, the more you're going to preserve it. The more you invest into it. I hope this is okay. But people who have worked to have a relationship with God, they're not going to allow somebody else to mess it up. If you were 20 years old and you put your whole paycheck into a savings account and you became a millionaire, let me tell you what you would do with that $1 million. You're not going to go to Oakland. And you ain't going to let nobody else take it with you. What are you going to do? You're going to guard it. Hey, man, you're rich. I just need $5. You don't know. So somebody that would give up their walk with God over nothing, that tells me they've invested. Come on in. Come on. Can I preach? Give me 5 minutes. Hey, man, when times get hard, don't get mad at God. Don't point your finger at God. Don't blame God. Say, whatever I'm going through, I'm falling down, and it's for my own sake. Hey, man, whatever happens, it's for me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm here to build somebody's faith. Praise God. Don't cry about hard times. Well, it just used to be so easy. It just seemed like the church ain't like it used to be. Oh, really? I'm who I used to be. Others are praying like they used to. If it ain't the same, hallelujah. Maybe it's us. Boy, I feel Jesus in this place. Everything that I ever suffered, I remember praying. I got in church, got the Holy Ghost, got on fire for God, got rid of everything. My Lord, in trouble, it seemed like trouble started happening when I started doing right. Went broke, couldn't hardly pay for nothing. And take my card out at the gas pump, and just needed five. I would pray to make sure it didn't say decline. Amen. I thought, my Lord, I'm a hard worker. I've worked my whole life, and God, something would always click in my spirit. God, I believe all things work together for good. Well, you don't know my story. I used to live in the Garden of Eden. Yeah, I know your story. I read about it. I've studied your story. Amen. And God said, I'm going to change some things. God said, you can't live for God the way you're living for God. You're not going to make it to the end if I leave it. So instead of me bottle feeding you, you fix to learn how to sow some wheat. You fix to learn how to sweat. Hey, man, I learned how to sweat. I'm not saying it's forever, because we know Adam was blessed. We know his boys were blessed. Amen. Amen. Cain and Abel, they had their own businesses. So we know it worked. We know God ain't going to put more on you than that's going to drag you down and cause you to be lost. You just got to get enough faith to believe. Amen. If God's chosen for me to for this to happen, he's trying to teach me something. Praise God. My wife say amen to me. She's the only one I know is getting bad then. She's always with me. She's like Sister Burr. Sister Burr would say he's preached the same message over and over, but it gets better every time. Praise God. I may not preach this one over. Praise God. It's for my good. I'm telling you, going broke, watching them take my house and my cars and my trucks and my weed eaters and my lawnmowers, I wasn't in church, was I then? But I was thinking about it. Nobody knew it. And I was making changes and all this stuff. Well, I guess it's just not God's will for me. Everything's gone back. I guess it's God's will for me to be lost. I mean, that's the most foolish, ignorant. Hey, man, if you got faith in God, hey, man, just believe everything that I go through is for my sake. God ain't here to, he ain't here to curse people. Hey, man. Don't ever tell somebody you're cursed. It's a good way to get a curse. Because whatever you say, a lot of times happens. Hey, man, but God, he loves people. He cursed the serpent, and he cursed the ground. And he said, for you, Adam and Eve, we're going to change a few things. Why did he change a few things? Because he loved them. Because you can't keep going back to the tree he said don't go to. Well, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead. I didn't know what page I'm on, but Sister Erica's smiling. Amen. Is it that bad? Praise God. She's great from ear to ear. When I started, she's one of the original faithful. If it's bad now, it's really bad then. Amen. Some of the originals remember Westinghouse and people fighting each other and people giving other kids, people's kids hot peppers and making their mouth swell up and people, praise God. Hey man, I had a visitor come one time, this lady, before she ever got in the door, this guy going out there and told her everything she needed to change before she ever got in there. And it was just, I thought, my Lord. And every time I try, man, every time somebody pray, it's like they would claw the floor and try to bite me and hit me. It's like, goodness, what is wrong with this city? Oh, this city's crazy. I don't know why I'm even here. And I kept praying, and God would tell me, I'm doing this, it's going to be good for you. When you get a big old church on Bar T Trail full of beautiful people, it ain't going to go to your head. You know what it takes. Bucket loads of tears. And had a Bible study. Decided we was going to do Bible study like all the other big churches. You know, that was a thing to do. We're going to have Bible study. So I text like 20 people. That's what we had probably. And said, hey, we're having Bible study tonight. My wife made a bunch of desserts, brownies, and all kind of stuff. Not one person showed up. Amen. They all were busy, I'm sure, doing something. Amen. Something probably really important. I thought, my Lord, I'd gone through all this trouble. Nobody even showed. I had a good Bible study to teach me. What are you doing, God? I'm making you into what I want you to be. Come on, don't fight the will of God in your life. Let God do what he's going to do. Come on, stand together with me. I'm through. I'm quitting. Not quitting. And I'm postponing the rest of this to a later moment. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He did it. He did it for me. He made me. He made me a different person. Praise God. Amen. Not that he's finished or nothing. Let me tell you something. When life gets hard, don't just assume, well, I guess I'm cursed. I'm so tired. You know what that is? That's low spiritual IQ. Let me tell you what high spiritual IQ people do say. I may be in this trial, but something good is going to come out of this. I don't know when it's going to be over. I don't know how it's going to end. But God's going to do something. Because I'm going to keep praying. And I'm going to keep the right spirit. When it's I'm telling you it's hard. I'm not telling you it's easy. I'm telling you the truth. Can you handle truth? It's hard to get up and get dressed and go to church, take your family, go back home for an hour, 2 hours, come right back, do the same thing. Monday night, it's hard. I ain't saying it ain't hard. It's hard. Oh, it's so worth it. My pastor tells this story every time he comes, I think. My mama, when my daddy would not go to church, my mama loaded up 6 kids in a Chevrolet Chevette. Some of y'all ain't old enough to know what that is. Google it. Maybe Google's old enough to know. And said, we're going to church. Well, my daddy would sit at home watching TV. I thought, I want to stay home and watch TV with daddy. But mama had a switch. I can't make that big feller do anything. But you're going to church. She piled up a bunch of kids. You know what I've told women? That their husband won't come to church. I've told men that their wife won't come to church. You just come, because I've been there. What it'll do, it'll put the pressure. While you're worshiping God, the devil will be tormenting them. But anyway, I thought, I mean, there's a lot of mamas here, but how many of you, if your husband stayed home, be willing to load up 6 kids in a car and drive 45 minutes? That's back when the speed limit was 55. All the way from the north side of Cabot, Ward, Austin area, all the way to North Little Rock. Well, Pastor Holmes, it's a lot of trouble. So, it wasn't a lot of trouble to my mom. She just said, we're going to do it. She did it. Praise God. Maybe you could turn the live stream off for 5 seconds. Amen. It ain't no big, if you're online, it ain't no big deal. We're not saying that bad. So don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to mess anything up. All the kids are in church. Got the Holy Ghost. Except one, he's a doctor. My mama had a stroke and was at the hospital with my brother, the doctor, the one that thinks he's smart. And I said, I want you to read this Bible study that God gave to me. And he took my little Bible study that says, what does the Bible say? Of course, he's scared. He won't visit here. He's scared. He won't visit Magnolia, he's scared. He won't go to Amity, he's scared. They're all scared. He's like, he read my Bible study. And he's never had the Holy Ghost. And he didn't call me. He called my sister. And he said, hey. Of course, he's married to a nice lady and goes to a nice little Protestant church somewhere. And he called my sister and he said, hey, I don't know if you really have to be baptized in Jesus' name, but I read that thing that Joe wrote. I didn't write nothing. It's just scripture. He said, I don't know if you have to be baptized in Jesus' name, but my wife's out of town this weekend. Do you think you'd come over and baptize? Just in case. Would you come baptize me in my pool? So my sister goes over. I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. Take that, devil. Trust you, God. A lot of trouble to haul all them kids to church. But I got a feeling someday on the streets of gold, she'll probably get to walk with every one of them, I imagine. Let's come pray together for 5 minutes, or 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Let's pray together. In the name of Jesus. Come on. I want God to change everybody in this room. Make me a worker, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray together for just a few moments. I want to tell you it's going to be worth it all if you'll get a hold of this. It's going to be worth it all if you'll just fight through troubles, the hardness of life, the stress. Come on, in the name that is above every name. Come on, God's wanting to speak to people. Come on, God's wanting to help people. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, don't say it's too hard. Come on, say, make me stronger, God. Make me more determined, God. God, make me what you want me to be. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray until you feel that power. Pray until you feel that power. Come on, maybe it's a ministry you're looking for. Maybe it's a financial miracle. Maybe it's a healing. Come on, don't get mad at God. Just let God make you better.